With most school districts teaching students remotely either full or part-time, there's a huge need for childcare for school-aged children, something most of the country wasn't equipped for before the pandemic. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider brings us this story from the Millvale Boys and Girls Club, where students now gather every day for their online education.
Wearing masks and headphones, a dozen kindergartners and first graders sit in front of laptops or tablets during their virtual morning classes. A student balances on one leg for PE. Another writes letters on a dry erase board and holds it up to the computer camera. And a kindergartner wearing a big rainbow bow stands up and announces that she just finished a meeting. The five-year-old was on a Zoom call with her teacher and class. She then calls over Colleen Vilsack, who helps her log onto her art class. Vilsack is an administrator with the Boys and Girls Club. She now spends much of her day doing this, remembering passwords and trying to keep the students focused. Some of the younger kids think she's their teacher.
They're a little confused. The stability is great, and they know where they're at, and they know they've been here before in the past. I think they are having a little bit of difficulty acknowledging that they're in a new step of their lives because there isn't a school for them to go to physically.
The Millvale Boys and Girls Club is one of about 60 remote learning hubs in Allegheny County that are filling the gap for parents who, before the pandemic, didn't need daytime childcare. Most of the Boys and Girls Club locations are at capacity and have a waiting list.
So right now we're all day, and it's a big transition for us because it was typically, you know, before and after school care and doing all the programming for those time slots, and now we're doing all day and our extra stuff on top of it. So it is a busy day. It's, you know, busy kiddos everywhere.
Most sites are covering costs with CARES Act funding covered by the county's Department of Human Services, the early childhood group Trying Together, and the United Way. But Amy Mallon with the county's Office of Community Services says that money will dry up at the end of the year.
Unless there is additional government funding that comes through, we don't have an identified source of funding yet going into 2021.
In Millvale, the kids spend time with their teachers online, then they have an activity, eat lunch, and play in the game room. In a lot of ways, it's similar to what you'd see in a typical school. The hubs are a resource that Mallon says many families need, whether that's because they work outside of the home or just can't facilitate their child's learning during the day.
I mean, we have heard from various providers that, you know, parents have literally cried tears of joy that they had been so stressed out thinking that they were going to have to quit their job because they had small children and didn't know how it was going to work. And so we've heard really universally across the board that parents are so thankful that there is some option for their children.
Providers say one of the most pressing needs is access to reliable Wi-Fi. At the Carnegie Library of Homestead, Executive Director Carol Shreve has noticed students sitting outside with laptops and tablets.
We would see families that they need access to Wi-Fi, and so they were on our steps or they were hanging in the courtyard. We see that all the time. And as soon as I see a laptop or an iPad or some type of PDA or tablet, I know the kids are working on schoolwork.
The library is only open for limited hours now, but the Homestead Library is launching a program that will allow groups of students to come in with an adult to use the space and Wi-Fi and technology. Mallon with the county's Department of Human Services says she expects more of these informal spaces to open in the next few weeks to meet the needs of the community. But for now, it's a waiting game to decide if they should expand existing hubs. Carissa Manillo is the executive director of the early childhood advocacy group Trying Together. She says they're reliant on what the districts decide to do.
What we don't know and I think families then don't know, is this a short-term need that I have, or is this going to be a long-term need based on what happens with the district's decision around whether they'll go back to in-person?
Pittsburgh Public Schools' 23,000 students, for example, are set to return to buildings in early November. But providers say they are preparing for the possibility of a new plan. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.